Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Well, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Manifesting Miracles podcast. I am your illustrious host, Michelle Juanita Lamont, here to guide you on your journey of manifestation and empowerment. So listen, today I want to take a deep dive into the realm of desires, of beliefs, and of intentions. So what I want you to do right now, listen up, pay attention. You know that there's a tumbler and a mug, a show tumbler and a show mug. I want you to grab your favorite tea, get your blanket, and get cozy, and let's explore the magic of manifesting together while you're sipping on your Manifesting Miracles show mug or tumbler, or writing down show notes in your Manifesting Miracles journal, which all are available right there in my show notes. If you're new to the show, welcome. Your angels and your guides, your higher self, your divine team, your best friend, your cousin, your aunt, your sister, your brother, your ex. The reason that you found this podcast is that the universe was completely aware of your desires. They hear you talking about all the things that you want to manifest over and over and over again, right? So you're sitting there talking to your friend about it. You're talking to your sister about it. You're talking to this other person. You're talking to this other person. And the universe is like, hold on, wait up. Do you know about Michelle J. Lamont? Do you know about manifesting miracles? Because if you don't, let me turn you on to something. And it's funny. It's funny because I hear the stories literally every single day of how people will introduce my podcast to somebody and they get all jazzed up telling their friend about it. And then their friend becomes the bigger hype person. They're like, wait a second, Mishi, Michelle, Shelly, Shelbel, MJ, Wayne and Dolly, hold up. No. This is my podcast. How are you over here telling the entire fucking world like you're turning people on to shit? And so I love it because you take ownership of something that feels genuine and feels true to you. And I think one of the reasons, you know, people, I'm on a lot of different podcasts and I get interviewed quite a bit. People ask me how this podcast has grown so fast without any guests or any advertising or pooling of other people's audiences or any of those other things. Well, first of all, you guys manifested it. You manifested it. So before we start this podcast today, I want to officially thank you. Oh, and it's 10/25, my birthday. Yes, Scorpios, 10/25. Ay, 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 ay. Angels, angels, angels. Ay, 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 ay. Angels, angels, angels. Hey. But I honestly believe that the reason that it's grown, and here's the official number, as of December 22nd, ooh, 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 I had a goal in the first 3 years of hitting 500,000 people who have listened to the podcast organically. And in September, I thought that I was at like, my producer, Taryn, told me, she was like, yeah, you know, you didn't hit your goal. You're at like 392,000. Well, when I switched producers to get my badass producer, she switched formats and they hadn't all loaded into like loaded in the Spotify and some of these FM players and some of these other places, Amazon, where people find the podcast. And on December 22nd, we had a meeting and she said, Michelle, you're never going to believe this. You have just surpassed 500,000 people. Talk about believe, receive, and manifest. And the reason I think that this podcast resonates with so many people is for multiple reasons. First, I genuinely believe that everybody, no matter what they look like, no matter where they come from, no matter what their education is, no matter what their background is here to be a conduit, a conductor of energy. And as an energetic being, it's important for us to radiate and emulate the divine energy within us. And so 500,000 fucking people, 500,000, like I literally manifested this. Like this whole podcast is not about this. We are going to answer deep diving questions and I'm going to get into it. But this podcast is about clarifying and understanding your desires and your beliefs and your intentions. And so when I say, go and grab your show mug, your journal, go and grab the products that support this show, it's because I believe in them. Each of those products, they're not just a product. There's a QR code on it. And that QR code when scanned gives you a meditation to help you dive deep into those desires, those intentions, and those beliefs. So yeah, you support the show, but it supports you. And then every couple of months, twice a year, I change the meditations out. So you buy the journal once, you buy the tumbler once, you buy the show mug once. Every year you're going to get 2 new meditations off that purchase and it continues to support the show. But thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing this show to grow, for telling everybody everywhere you go, it's becoming a thing. It's happening. I don't know what to say, but thank you and keep doing you. Keep spreading it. Keep sharing it. Every time you post it on social media, it helps. Every time you share it with your friends and your group chat, it helps. Every time you post, it gives me power. It gives me strength. Every time I'm tagged in something, every time you message me and then working with me and buying one of my courses or meeting me in a Zoom. I mean, listen, you came here to this planet Earth, the teaching planet, to ascend your soul because you are a manifesting manifester. Say it with me. I am a manifesting manifester. I am a manifesting manifester. One more time. I am a manifesting motherfucking manifester. And so because it's 500,000 of you, 500,000, 500,000. Oh, if I think about that number, I might become insecure. No, I love you guys, you know. So, and because of that, I literally just had, I always take notes When I get feedback. So I have if you haven't taken it yet, I have a free 7-day course, and twice a month I offer a free 10-minute call, like a 10-minute Zoom call with me. And so I had my assistant and I went back and took all of our notes down, and we found some of the most common questions that people ask after taking the 7-day course. And, after these 10-minute calls, because I write the notes, I send them to my assistant and she keeps track of everything because I love information. I read between 40 and 50 books a year. Since I started my spiritual journey in 2016, which is 8 years now, I've read over 320 books, cover to cover. I went back to school, got my mindfulness cognitive therapy degree, got certified by Yale as a happiness expert. I've been very successful on my own without understanding how to utilize my energy. But now that, I know, I want to teach you how to believe. I want to teach you how to receive, and I want to teach you how to manifest our dream life. All right. So let's kick things off with the first question. And thank you one more time. So what is the difference between wanting and desire in manifesting? Because people really get confused on this, and it's such a juicy topic. Okay. You know, because when we talk about wanting versus desires, what we're doing is we're delving into the heart of manifestation. It's really the core of it. And wanting often comes, unfortunately, from a place of lack or longing, whereas true desire, like my true desire, is to help as many people as I can, as for whatever time I have left here on this planet. And my deepest soul resonates with that purpose. So wanting is like, I want $1 million because you feel like you don't have enough money. You feel like you're in scarcity. You feel like you're in lack. But desire is, I want to feed the world. I want to teach people how to make simple ingredients. I'm going to be a nutritionist, and teach people how to eat and live healthy. Soul desire is my father died of a heart attack, and now I'm going to be a heart surgeon, a heart scientist. I'm going to do be a cardiac nurse. I'm going to work in the hospital. These are soul purposes. These are soul passions. And those desires are very different than wanting, because those are deep, deep desires. And more likely they're aligned with your life path number. More than likely they're aligned with your soul number. They're more than likely they're aligned with your purpose here on Earth, the teaching planet. So how do you distinguish between the two is the question that I get the most, you know, because when we're trying to create something, we have a desire to decode it. You know, we have these soulful intentions. We have these wanting to have miracles unleashed. And all of us, each and every one of us, we want to go from doubt to dreams. So how do we distinguish the two? Well, baby, it starts with diving into our true inner world. And one of the fastest ways that I found, and I've taught people how to manifest, is through visualization, but most importantly, meditation. We can tune into the subtle whispers of our heart and discern which desires truly light us up from within. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion to reveal the core essence of our soul's longing. And if you think about it in that way, the onion makes you cry. And with each situation that you encounter, you're peeling back another version of yourself, and another chapter is being revealed and another mystery solved. Another powerful tool in our arsenal is journaling and reflection. And I've created beautiful journals for you. You can find it right there. Move your little thumb over to my show notes and you'll say Michelle's website or shop or merch. And my journals have tear out papers, and they also have the deep dive meditation affirmations in them. So if you want to write a burn letter, if you want to write, if you're doing a practice with a candle or a full moon practice or a waxing moon practice, you got the paper right there. It's already, enveloped with my energy in it. So, when we're journaling and we're reflecting, and putting a pen to paper, what we're doing, do you know what you're doing, is that you're releasing this certain serotonin in your brain. We know that spelling, S-P-E-L-L, is a spell. And we're exploring what our wants and desires are with truth, with curiosity. And from that practice of like journaling and writing and writing and writing and writing and writing, what happens? We gain clarity. We gain clarity on what truly matters to us. For me, I find that I uncover the driving forces behind my desires, and I weed out all the superficial wants from the soul's stirring desires that align with my highest good. Because getting it out and allowing that to be flushed out, it gives me a chance to look at that information in a whole new way. Now, let's not forget the magic of appreciation. Gratitude, if you're there, appreciation, if you're in another level. Gratitude and appreciation, they're both part of the secret sauce of manifesting. It's like, you know, sprinkle a little pixie dust of desire, little sprinkle of gratitude and appreciation, maybe a couple of candle practices, maybe an herb, maybe a crystal. And we express this energy for both our wants and our desires. Well, what happens is we start to, you know, shift our perspective from scarcity to abundance. Because as we're doing these, we start to feel the momentum. We start to feel the energy. As you're writing, as you're journaling, as you're visualizing, as you're meditating, you are changing the quantum field in which you are creating. And by doing that one thing, we open ourselves up to receiving with open arms and an open heart. I know you're ready to unlock your desires, my love. I know that you want to go from doubt to belief. I know that your soul has guided you here. I know that the power of your intentions are your desires. And I want to transform you. I want you to have clarity. And I want you to move in faith. I want you to believe, receive, and manifest. So let's continue. Sometimes I lose track of my thoughts, but let's move on to the next question. How do I identify my true desires in manifesting? All right. Now this is where it kind of gets fun because it's all fun for me, but identifying our true desire is like, it's like going on a treasure hunt throughout the universe and seeing what your soul desires most, because you're on this adventure here on earth. This is an adventure. This is fun. This is supposed to be good. If it's not, if you're down, if you're sad, if it's not where it's supposed to be, book a free 10-minute call with me. Book it. You don't have that much time, my love. Even 70 years is not a lot of time. But Tina Turner sold out her first stadium at 51. You have all the time in the world, and you're here to not exchange your time for money. You're here to exchange your time for experiences. You didn't come here to be downtrodden with this enslavement of your soul's desires. No, the treasure hunt is for you to dive deep and say, where do I go next? What's going to happen next? What's the greatest thing that I can find? And one of my favorite tools for uncovering true desires is heart-centered meditation. It's like when we quiet the chatter of our mind and drop in to the sanctuary of our heart. We tap into the infinite well of wisdom and intuition. For me, and for the people that I teach, for the people that I coach, for the people that I speak to at events, at conferences, on stages, on interviews, on the television, other podcasts, when you drop into your heart space, when you meditate, when you manifest from the heart, it's like having a direct hotline to the universe where we can ask questions and receive those very soul stirring deep dive answers. Like, should I do this? You already know you should. You already know you should, but you're putting it out there. Should I? Yeah, of course you should. You already know you should. And when you're in that heart space, You're coming from the most authentic place of creation, really and truly. Another powerful technique is soul mapping. And if you've never heard soul mapping, you know, to me, it's like creating a soul mapping is like a map. Think of it of like creating a treasure map and for your soul. Excuse me. And when we have a treasure map, this isn't like north, south, east, west. It's core values. It's passion. It's dreams. And when we go in and explore the terrain of our inner landscape, what happens? Clarity. We gain clarity on the path that leads us to our most natural and known desires. What we really came here to do. Why you're passionate for. What moves your soul? What makes you feel magnificent? What makes you feel desired? What makes you feel worthy? What makes you feel seen? What makes you feel like a motherfucking manifesting manifester? You can tune in to your cosmic connection and guide your soul by trusting these steps. You are able to access the compass in the direction of the North Star that's going to take you there the easiest, the best, and the most fun way possible. Manifesting should be fun. Fun. You should enjoy it. It should be a game. It should be adventure. But everybody has the same questions over and over and over again. So we're addressing them and we're talking about them. And so another question that's popped up several times, I think it was like 22 times, can I manifest if I don't fully believe it's possible? Chicken or the egg? The age-old question that plagues many of you who are new into manifesting, many of you who are in limbo, that you're trying to bridge this gap between manifesting parking spots to manifesting your dream position and situation. Manifesting somebody calling you to manifesting money. And when we start to bridge this gap, we really start to manifest, man. Our desires, if we have doubts, they're lingering in the back of our minds. Well, my dear listeners, the answer is yes, absolutely. You can manifest even if you don't fully believe it's possible. And one of the best ways to do this is through affirmations and reprogramming affirmations, through affirmations, because affirmations are a powerful tool for shifting your beliefs and aligning your energy with possibility. Because when you speak that affirmation, especially first thing in the morning, when your brain is most open, it's still in data, in delta. It hasn't gone to full theta. Affirmations are reprogramming your intentions, your desires, and the direction in which you are creating in the quantum field. And when we affirm our inherent worthiness and trust in the manifestation process, we are literally just like texting the universe, sending a signal, a clear signal to the universe that we are truly ready to receive. You know how on your iPhone, annoyingly, every couple of months, it's like, oh, it's time to update your iPhone. It's time to update. It's like, how many fucking updates? I always think, like, are they mining? Are they reading all my text messages? What is going on? All these. I watch too much. I'm on the wrong side of TikTok, I think. Everything is about people hacking your information. And angels. I'm on the side with angels. And dogs. But when we, sorry, I get sidetracked. when we do that, it's like upgrading our software of our subconscious mind to support our manifesting endeavors, because you're upgrading, you're leveling up. When you work with me, you're upgrading, you're leveling up. And talk about working with me. I have a boot camp and I have a course in May and a course in August. But my next course, if you're listening right now and it's February or March 2024, Earth Year 2024, I want to invite you to spend 30 days with me. And let me tell you what happens first. People who enroll in these courses are always hesitant because of their financial situations or whatever. And I say, always challenge the universe and say, if I give you this, give me this back. And watch the universe do it. Watch the universe do it. Watch the universe say, hold my beer. Because when I hear this all the time, like, I wasn't sure, I invested the money, boom, I got a raise at work just by signing up. Boom, I manifested the money that I paid for the course already. Boom, I manifested this. Boom, I manifested. You're changing your signal, your bat signal out to the universe by saying, like, I trust you, universe. You sent me to the podcast. I started light. I listened to the podcast. Then I took her free 7-day course. Then I took her digital course. Then I bought the show mug to support Michelle because I don't want these podcasts to stop. And by simply buying a Tumblr or a journal, you're putting more energy into it so I can pay my producer. So I can pay, cost me over $1,000 a month to produce these podcasts. So every time you're putting that energy out to the universe, you're saying, like, I don't care. I'm going to throw it at Michelle because I know it's circling back. And this bootcamp, manifest your money, honey. Manifest your magic. You are motherfucking magical. And manifest your miracles. This 30-day bootcamp has everything you could possibly want in it. People from around the world are going to be in this class. Guaranteed, you're going to meet a new spiritual bestie. You're going to be in a community that is uplifting. We have payment plans that can let you pay it for as little as $64 a month for 6 months. I'm telling you, or for 4 months, I don't know. You can use bootcamp 20 to get 20% off. It's 555. And with the discount, it's 444. And with the payment plan, you only need $64 to sign up. And I guarantee you, you will make that 444 back in energy, in vibration, in opportunities, in situations. You will be relieved. Those questions that you have been asking will be answered. But let's move on, and you can sign up right there, right here in the show notes. Just slide that little thumb of yours over, open it up, and check it out while I continue to explain to you the next questions that are very essential. It's really important that you surrender and trust that the essential ingredients in the desires that you have are manifesting within this show. All of these techniques, all of these tips are going to help you manifest faster. And when we release the attachment, remember, we have to be open to everything and attached to nothing. When we release the attachment to a specific outcome and surrender to the divine flow, just like that movie Soul, right? You're just allowing. Manifesting is the art of allowing. Manifesting is the art of allowing. Then we create space for miracles to unfold. It happens every damn time. It's like handing over the reins to the universe and allowing it to work its magic in ways that we could never have imagined. I could never have imagined miracle after miracle after miracle that I hear from you guys. I hear from you guys every single day, all day long. Michelle, this happened. Michelle, this happened. Michelle, you know, maybe I should just read testimonies for a whole show. I think it'd be pretty fucking boring. But I know it's very popular to do. This person manifested 100,000. This person 50,000. This person a relationship. This person a job. This person forgave their abuser. This person doesn't cry anymore when they wakes up. This person has motivation. This person created a podcast because of me. This person created a business. This channel of information, this vibration is only going to raise you and help you and drive you. Trust that the universe brought you here and trust that I'm creating these things just like I'm creating this podcast for your highest and best good. If you're listening to the podcast and you trust the information and you trust the person who's giving it to you, then you're going to have to take that next step. You're going to have to take a step in faith. And as Martin Luther King said, you don't have to see the whole stairwell. You just have to take the first step. And let's not forget the power of energy clearing and healing. And by releasing energetic blocks, which you're going to learn in the bootcamp, which you're going to learn in Into the Mystic, which you're going to learn in my masterclass, which you're going to learn in 6 Weeks to Success. I do one-on-one coaching, 6 Weeks to Success. Go and check it out. Let's work together. Let's change your life. And by clearing those blocks, we release that energy that allows the aligning of our chakras for that energy and that frequency to manifest. And we create fertile ground for desires to take root and flourish. It's like if you were a farmer, you were tilling the soil and planting the seed, and your dreams are those seeds, and the dreams have unwavering faith and intention, because that's what manifesting is. Now let's tackle the last question. So you and I can move forward. I can go to my next coaching client, go to my next interview, go to my next situation, look into my email, see that you bought the little tumbler, see that you bought the mug. Oh, I have a cute new item coming out too. Life Path Number Blankets. So be checking that out. Check out the shop for that. Maybe when you listen, it's already on my shop. Let's tackle the final question. Okay, let's see what that was. I have a piece of paper here. Three questions. Okay, the fourth question. Okay, here it is. How specific should my intention be when it comes to manifesting? Okay, how specific should my intention be when it comes to manifesting? Well, specificity is the name of the game, babe. And when it comes to manifestation, that's the main thing that you need to understand. It's like, if you haven't listened to my episode of talking to God is like an Amazon order to the universe, go back and listen to it. I think it's episode 18, episode 22, 42, 108, 77, because every time you listen to these episodes, you have changed vibrationally. And even if you listen to them over and over and over and over and over again, because a lot of people binge them, this is happening in real time. You're quantum leaping from episode to episode. So if you listen to episode 2, when you first started listening to the podcast, took one of my courses and haven't listened to it again, go and listen. It's going to come across different. It's going to hit different. It's going to hit different, yo. When that paycheck hits and you get a bonus, it hits different. It hits different. So specificity is the name of the game. And when you place those orders with the universe, put all the motherfucking bells, put all the whistles. Don't say, I just want a transportation. No, I want a white Honda Civic with, you know, spoilers. I want a Harman speakers. I want blacked out windows. I want a custom paint job. I want, you know, personalized license plate. This is your time to manifest. This is your time to create. This is your time to be a desired thought in formation. When you return to the everlasting, when you're sitting there at the right hand of the Creator and you find out that you were tapped in, tuned in, and turned on vibrationally, energetically, frequency to the same process that manifests mountains, tsunamis, whales, solar system, organs, follicles of fucking hair on an iguana's ass. You are the creator and you're co-collaborating with the greatest creator. Who could be more fucking creative than the creator? Put all the fucking bells and whistles on. How specific should my intention be when it comes to manifesting? Very fucking specific. And when you use visualization, that clarity is key. The more vivid we can imagine our desired outcomes, even down to the smallest detail, the clearer our instruction becomes with and to the universe. It's literally like painting a masterpiece with the brush strokes of our imagination, of our desires, and we're bringing them to life on the canvas called you. You obviously always want to set clear boundaries and intentions. It's crucial. And by defining exactly what we want to do and what we don't want, what do? I'm going to tell you. We create a container for our manifestation to unfold in called the quantum field. The quantum field is right in front of you. Everything is energy. Nothing is as you believe. You've just decided that that thing isn't moving. It's actually vibrating. There are scientific ways that you can take, cut a leaf off a tree and see how long it lives. And by the way, it's 7 hours. And so you can see the energy from the outside of the follicles of the leaf all the way to the internal follicles radiating. That's a leaf. A chair, a seat, the car you're in, the microphone I'm talking on. You are creating in that divine space the alchemy to work its magic in accordance of your divine teams and highest good. And last but not least, aligning our core values, meaning our desires, our path versus our lack, ensures that our intention is in harmony with the soul's purpose. And when our desires are rooted in authenticity and what I believe most, integrity, they carry the most potent energy that propels you, literally launches you towards your highest potential. It's like you want to be lazy, but you have so much thrust. You have this, the universe is like literally lifting you up and going, boom, no, go to the gym, go to the coffee shop, go to the park, go to the beach, go on the hike, take the vacation, quit the fucking job, leave the bad relationship and the bad friendship. Because when we are rooted in our authenticity and in our integrity, that energy can take you to any place you want to go. It will propel you to be the version of yourself that you are wanting to manifest most. It's like you're being navigated by the universe, guided by the light, the true essence towards the fulfillment of your wildest dreams. My wildest dreams. And so I want to recap and tell you, I offer a free 7-day course. If you haven't taken my free 7-day course, it's a great place to start. I have tons and tons of blogs. So if you're at work, obviously not doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? Maybe you're listening to this podcast and you're supposed to be looking, you're pretending you're typing. Go over to the website and read some of the blogs. The blogs are phenomenal. Okay. Go to my shop and shop my merchandise. Be out, be proud, be manifesting miracles proud, baby. And twice a month, I offer a free 10-minute call. But before we sign off, I want you to know I love you. I want you to know we're a 500,000 strong. 500,000 fucking strong. I don't even care what the numbers are now because it's going to make me uncomfortable. But please, please, rep that merchandise out in the streets. Send pictures of it in your car. Send pictures of it at your work desk. I'm going to send you something free if you do. I'm going to send you a gift. I'm going to send you a fucking gift because I love this. I love this so much. And there you have it. There you have it, babe. Another soul nourishing episode of Manifesting Miracles is in the books. Remember, you are the co-creator of your reality, and the universe is always, motherfucking always, always conspiring in your favor. I want you to keep dreaming big. There's no space for small, bitch. We already have everybody being too fucking small. Take up some fucking space. Like I always say, my dick enters the room 5 minutes before my Michelle enters the room. And no, I'm not. I don't know if that's rude to say. Is that inappropriate? I don't know. Let me know if that's inappropriate. But I feel like my energy enters the room before I do because I need to take up a lot of fucking space, but I know how to listen. And I know that I want to hear your story. And I want to make sure that you are co-collaborating with the universe. I want to make sure that you understand that the universe is conspiring in your favor. I want you to dream big. I want you to believe in the power and use the power of manifestation. Not just believe, I want you to use it. I want you to say to in a real sentence to somebody, how is that going to happen? I'm going to manifest it. What? 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 I'm going to manifest it. My angels and my guides, my divine team of light, Michelle J. Fucking Lamont, all of the people who are out here spreading this energy, talking about it, teaching it, empowering you, enveloping you, developing you, removing you from doubt to fear, allowing you to decode the universe's soul's intention, allowing you to be unleashed is magic. And you are a magical motherfucker. So let's close the show out with one round of everything is always working out for us. 3, 2, 1.
Everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Everything, everything, everything. Again, everything is always working out for us. Everything is always working out for us. Point to the car next to you. Everything is always working out for us. Everything, everything, everything. Okay, beloved, I want to see you in my boot camp. I hope you take the 7-day course. I hope by listening to the most popular questions asked, you have some more clarity and you understand that these questions are common questions that have been asked, they have been answered, and they have been resolved. Yes, you are a manifesting manifester. Say yes, I am. Say yes, I am. Say yes, I am. Coach Michelle tapping out. All right, producers, cue that motherfucking music. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.